Let me just tell you one, two small instances. In short, they are not small, but I am telling in short. What are that? First one is that Sayyidina Khubayb رضي الله تعالى عنه, he was caught by the kuffar. And the kuffar, they decided that we have to hang him. So the people of Makkah, they came out from Makkah. They chose a big tree and then they had a rope on the tree and they wanted to hang him. Khubayb رضي الله عنه, he was alone. Now at this point of time, Abu Sufyan asked him, do you want that we could release you and in your place your prophet should have been there? No. Then he replied, never. I cannot even think about it. I don't want a thorn should go in the feet of my prophet and I may be released in that. So when he replied, the kuffar, they were very surprised. What steadfastness these people have. And he knew that in short period of time, he is going to be hanged. And the kuffar, what they did? They did that 40 young men, they were encircling Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And they decided, when we will pull the rope, then you have to run and you have to pierce his body with the spear. Now look at this. 40 people with their spear, they are pointing towards his body and surrounding him. And there is only one person. Rope is just in his throat. And now there is a time, just he has to be killed. At this point of time, Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala no, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, around me, there is no mu'min. All of them are kuffar. And they want to hang me on your name. Oh Allah, I am prepared for that. But there is one ambition in my mind. Oh Allah, can you pass on my salam to my beloved Prophet? So Nabi alayhi salam, he was sitting in Masjid Nabi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away all the walls and wheels in between him and Rasulullah Saaf Khubayb radiallahu ta'ala anhu being hanged in that place. And then Rasulullah, tears came from his eyes and he said, Khubayb has been martyred. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show the malaika, look at these people, they can give their life in my name. Their heart is so much filled with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote hain. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote hain. And that's why Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala no, he kept sabr and with his own eyes he saw his family members being killed. But he kept patience. Allama Iqbal, he said, غریب و سادہ و رنگی ہے داستان حرم نہایت اس کی حسین ابتدا ہے اسماعیل. The story of love, it starts from Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. And then there are examples in Islam like Sayyidina Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he kept patience and he offered so many lives, his own life in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote hain. Allah wanted to show the malaika, look at this, my lovers can be like this. They can go up to this extent that if they have to give their life, they will very willingly give their life in my name. Farishton ko dikhana tha, bashar aise bhi hote. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubair radhiyallahu anhu, around, he is with few hundred of his supporters and they are just encircled by the 1,000 people of the enemy. Now his supporters, they are being killed one after the other. He thought, I am at the door of my house. Let me go back to my house and pass on my salam, last salam to my mother. His mother, Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was the elder daughter of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu anhu, the elder sister of Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. But in her elderly age, Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she got some disease and she lost the eyesight. in the later age. No, she became blind. But Abdullah ibn Zubayr Lano, he just came inside the house. And he said, "Mom, I have come here to make you salam." Then from his wife, mother, she figured out, seems some weakness in his voice. She asked, "Oh my son, are you on right path or wrong?" He said, "Mom, I am on right path." He said, "When you are right, why you sound so weak?" Mother is telling, elderly age mother, to the young son, "Why you sound so weak?" Then he replied, "That my enemies will kill me, and they will just make the pieces of my body." Then the mother replied, "Oh my son, when the goat is killed, then it is not no harm to that if someone makes the pieces or takes the skin away." Mother is talking to the son. Then the son said, "Mom, I have come here just to pass on my Islam to you. I want to go back and I want to go back and discharge my duty." Then the mom, she said, "Oh my son, I am blind. I cannot see you. Can you come to me? I just want to kiss your face and I just want to feel the smell of your body. I want to kiss your face. I just want to feel the smell of your body." And when she kissed, then she made dua, "Oh Allah, you know, he is my son who used to keep fasting throughout the days of long summer day and who used to stand in tahajjud right from Isha to Fajr in due to your love. And he is the son who makes khidmat of his parents. And I am happy with my son. Oh Allah, please, you be happy with my son."